Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hello, America. Welcome. Busy Monday around here. Hope you're doing good. The confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett well underway up on Capitol Hill. I know that that Avery Bryson, who handles our live show blog, Avery, I know you're watching this and monitoring it for any breaking news. Have they accused her of raping anybody yet, the Democrats?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Well, it's still early in the day.
Some people still haven't had their coffee yet, you know, or had a little bite to eat. So, you know, they're not at full capacity just yet.
No, give it some time. They're going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, Judge. We understand. Let's go back to kindergarten, the playground. There was an incident involving pigtails. You just know they're going to go there.
Yeah, they're going they're gonna find something.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Avery, a lot of stuff on the live show blog, including there's some crazy video out of Los Angeles where, you know, the Lakers, I guess they won the NBA championships. Nobody was watching.
Yeah.
But thousands of people out in the streets causing mayhem, a little bit of mirth, but mostly mayhem. And not a single person in the mainstream media suggested that the NBA was responsible for a super spreader event. Not a one.
Yeah, nah, they're free to go. They're okay. Mm-hmm. Just let them play basketball and say what they want.
Yep, that's it. That's it. There you go. So anyway, lots of great stuff for you there on the live show blog at toddstarnes.com. I do want to get to the phones. Got a lot of folks who are wanting to weigh in today. Let's go to David, listening to us on the Big Lobster, WLOB in Portland, Maine. Hi, David. What's going on today?
It's a beautiful day here. It's a little cloudy, but just here listening to you driving home.
Well, you're kind to say that. I'm glad the weather's doing well there in your parts of the country. What do you think here about this, about the election? We've been talking about these polls that clearly show that the president is going to lose by double digits. I just don't believe it, David.
I don't believe them, any of them, because I drive around my state, which the two counties that I live in are blue. Okay, and I drive around with my motorcycle and I shoot at Trumpers. And there's more and more Trumpers. I believe that we're going to turn this state red this year. And I don't believe any of these polls. I think, respectively, I think everybody's wrong. I think people are sick and tired of this pandemic. They want to get out. They want to go to the polls because they're tired of hearing the news about and everybody else talking about how the mail, you know, the mail is going to cheat Trump out of, cheat Trump. And I believe that everybody's going to show up and they're going to vote for Trump.
So, David, let me ask you a question here. Let me ask you a question, David, because you've got a senator who's in some hot water, Susan Collins. At least that's what they're telling us. Do you think she's at risk of losing her seat or do you think the Republicans are going to win big?
Well, all I can say is Susan's got my vote. I've already talked to her about it. She's got my vote. But I can't say for, you know, the female persuasion. You know, a lot of women think that she, you know, by voting for Kavanaugh, that she went against them, you know. And it's hard to say. I don't believe in the numbers. She's not losing by much. I mean, she's not behind by much. Who's to say? You know, I think a lot of people don't say, because this is a volatile area, you know, I think a lot of people don't say really what's on their mind until they get to the poll and they place their vote.
David, I hear you. And that's really troubling to me, that so many conservatives have been silenced, and they've allowed themselves to be silent. Look, that what do they call us? The silent majority? Okay, well, who's keeping us quiet? I mean, it's not the left.
But a lot of us work with a lot of liberals, okay? and it's frowned upon. You know, if you're a Trump, oh, you're a Trumper. You know, it's almost like a bad word. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I don't wear a mask, but where I work, I have to wear a mask. And that's just the way it is right now. Until Trump settles back in for another 4 years, maybe things will start turning around to the other way. But right now, a lot of us have to be silent. You know, we try to connect with family and everything else and try to tell them that this is what's going on. This is really what's happening. Everything that you hear on TV and radio is false. It's a lie. But people don't want to hear that. They're drunk on the Kool-Aid. There's just too many of liberal radio stations, TV stations, mainstream media for them to think anything else.
David, here's what I want you to do. You tell them to start listening to this radio show, and I think we'll have some converts. I think we could honestly see a political revival break out on the radio if they listen to this radio program.
Revival. There is. You just don't hear it as much. You don't see it. I see it because I'm driving home now. I'm looking at Trump signs all over the place, you know, and I don't see as much Biden. Signs, you know, there's a lot of people putting up signs here, there, and everywhere, but not at people's homes.
I hear you. All right, okay, David. Well, we're writing this down then. So we're thank you for weighing in from Portland, Maine. And David says, look, the reality is the reason why people have to be silent, conservatives have to be silent, is that they may get in trouble. They may get in trouble at work. You know, their neighbors may come after them. I don't know. But I think there comes a point where we have to stop being the silent majority and be the vocal majority. Don't be afraid, folks. Don't be afraid. There's no use doing that. I spent a good chunk of my life like that. And now, you know, we've got this great, big, beautiful, huge microphone, and we plan on using it and turning up the volume. All right, let's go to Shara, who is listening to us in Sheridan, Arkansas. Been holding on for a while. Shara, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Well, I just wanted to call in and let you know that there is nothing but Trump signs in Grant County, Arkansas. I haven't seen a Biden sign one. And I do believe the polls are wrong, that Trump is going to win.
So you're saying, at least in Grant County, it's wall-to-wall Trump signs, Trump in a landslide.
Yes.
All right.
I know Arkansas doesn't have a lot of electoral votes, but I do believe with all the military and the police and all the Christian vote, I believe Trump's going to win this election.
Well, I'm counting on it, but we're going to have to get out. Every single vote matters, Shara. Every single vote matters. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to us on KARN. Speaking of that, there's a great story out in California. The Hollywood sign, you know, the Hollywood, and it used to say Hollywood Land, but I think the land part fell off, and so now it's just Hollywood. And so a homeowner somewhere over near the interstate, and, you know, it's very hilly, lots of hills over there in Los Angeles. And so somebody on their private property put up the word Trump, just like you would see in the Hollywood, they had Trump. Well, Los Angeles County made them take down that sign. They said it violated some sort of policy and that it might cause drivers to be distracted. And under the policy, anything that causes a driver to be distracted can be taken down, even if it's on private property. Now, that's all well and good, but here's my question. What about all those people that are marching out on the interstates? What about the people that are blocking the roads? Are they not distractions as well? So why is it okay? Why is it okay to park your hindquarters in the middle of the freeway in California, but you're not allowed to put up a Trump sign because somehow that might distract people on your private property? That's what I'd like to know. All right, look, hang tight. Got to take a break here. We're going right back to the phones. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. ToddStarnes.com is our website. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, Columbus, Ohio, the Board of Elections says nearly 50,000 voters received an inaccurate ballot in Franklin County. That's the capital city county. It's not a small number, according to local news reporters, because there are already 236 ballots cleared to mail. Jeez, Lou. Folks, I'm telling you, this voter fraud mess, it's a great big mess. And again, if Trump doesn't win, I'm just going to say it right out here, folks. I think there were shenanigans. I absolutely do. All right, Avery has been very busy monitoring our live show blog and also the social media platforms. Avery, what are people talking about today?
So, you know, Todd, as you've been throwing out the question, you know, are you seeing any Trump signs? Are you seeing any Biden signs anywhere around where you lived? Well, I found this one comment that does answer that question, but goes on to provide a little bit more information that I really, really enjoyed and I think a lot of people needed to hear. And so this is from Shirley K. She says, I am in Texas, haven't seen any Biden signs. There's going to be a lot of people like myself voting for the first time in their lives. We'll be voting for Trump, and I am 66 years old, and I have never seen another time like this in my life that my vote was needed. So she is just encouraging a lot of people to get out there and vote and to vote for, you know, vote for Trump. So, and I've really appreciated that. And the fact that she was saying this is the first time that she's voting in her entire life and she realizes how important this is truly incredible. And that's very inspiring, if I do say so myself.
Well, you did, and it is. Absolutely. Avery, thank you. And keep us posted, folks. Leave us a note, drop us a message, and Avery just might read your comment on the air. All right, let's go back to the phones. David has been hanging on for a while. David, I understand you're driving through Fayetteville, Arkansas. What are you seeing out there?
Well, Todd, in the last 7 months, I have put over 40,000 miles on my work truck driving through 14 states, and I see Trump signs everywhere I go. And I have seen absolutely one Biden bumper sticker on a car, and that was in Denver, Colorado. And in 40,000 miles, that's the only Biden sticker or sign I have seen.
Is that right?
I don't believe the polls. Yeah, I don't believe the polls for 1 minute. I think it's another rehash of the Hillary campaign when she was going to win by a landslide and they were all shocked on election night. And I think it's going to be the same thing this year.
David, I don't believe any polls.
And they're going to.
Yeah,
I don't either.
But I will
know
say
anybody
this.
Anybody that has ever been polled.
But I will say this. This Gallup poll is very interesting. 56% of Americans say they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. And again, David, my biggest concern, the economy is in a very rough spot right now. And I would rather have Donald Trump at the helm to get us through what we're about to go through than Joe Biden. But the reality here, David, is the economy is in such a precarious spot that if it goes south, I mean really south, you could end up just opening up the floodgates to socialism. People are going to demand paychecks and health care and food from the government. And the Democrats are going to be in a terrific spot if they control everything to just turn the country over to the socialist.
Exactly. But even here in Arkansas, as bad as the economy is, I don't know anybody here in Arkansas that is suffering because of it. We're working. We're going to work every day. We're doing our jobs. And nobody's really complaining. Everybody's looking forward to the election. And I don't know anybody that is going to vote for Biden or a Biden-Harris ticket.
All right, David, thank you for the call. Be safe out there on the roadways. 40,000 miles, 14 states. He is, man, he is hauling, as they say. By the way, did you see this story out of the Blaze? Keith Olbermann, you know, he's still a thing. I thought he, like, retired or at least went to go work at ESPN, but he's not there anymore. I hear the rumor is he's a horrible person to work for. That was the rumor over at MSDNC back in the day. And so now he's a formerly of ESPN, and he's starting a little podcast. And Keith Olbermann says that if you are a supporter of Donald Trump, you must be arrested, prosecuted, and convicted and removed from our society. What does that even mean? He also called for the arrest and prosecution of Amy Coney Barrett. What is this guy? Is this guy like going through a Joe Biden phase? How old is it? He's not that old. Was probably in his late 50s, early 60s, Olbermann, as I don't know. Oh, and he calls all of you Trump supporters maggots. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Mike, hanging out with us on the live stream, checking in from Illinois. Mike, it's been a while. Good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me back. It was good talking to you a few months ago. And I wanted to just give you an update here in Illinois. I told you about all the Trump support and also support for United States Senate candidate Mark Curran. He's a former sheriff. And I wanted to call in to let you know that Mark Curran, former sheriff, running against Dick Durbin, just received the endorsement of the Chicago Tribune newspaper for this election. And his support is the ground game is unbelievable. It's a three-way race between him, Durbin, and an independent, and I believe he's going to win. I still think Trump has a shot to win Illinois. There's pop-up rallies for Trump going on everywhere, but I do believe Trump's going to be close in Illinois, but I believe Mark Curran is going to win against Dick Durbin. There's that much support. He's a former sheriff, and as I said, he just got the endorsement of the Chicago Tribune. I'd love to have him on your show sometime, but he is running an outstanding campaign.
Mike, we've only got about 30 seconds. Why is it that people are turning on Dick Durbin?
I think they're just more so turning to Mark Curran, having that law enforcement background, and with the way law enforcement has been treated across the country and in Chicago, I think people are just ready for a change, and I think Mark Curran's going to win the race.
Fascinating. All right, Mike, keep us updated, and don't be a stranger. You know, you give us a call back, you know, every now and again. So we like hearing your updates from the heartland. That's Mike from Illinois. I can tell you this, folks, we were in Kansas. I spoke to several hundred Republicans somewhere in the middle of Kansas. I have no idea. It's Cowley County, I believe. Cowley County, about 90 minutes from Wichita, somewhere near the Oklahoma border. And those folks are fired up for Donald John Trump. Fired up. All right, we got to take a break. By the way, have we got an update on the confirmation hearings? Have they accused her of hating puppies? Has that happened yet? No. All right. Well, it's still early. Give it some time. Hey, Tim Murtaugh coming up. There's going to be one heck of a rally coming up tonight down in Florida. We're going to talk all about it. Coming up next, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to a very busy Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, you guys, great calls today. A lot of folks are fired up, and rightfully so. We are monitoring the confirmation hearings right now. Just a lot of bluster and bloviating from the Democrats, but nobody's actually talking about Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, they're all making these big political speeches out there, so We will keep you posted in case anything big happens. Right now, I want to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line from the Trump campaign, a very busy Tim Murtaugh. Now, Tim, are you already down in the Sunshine State?
No, I'm not. I'm speaking to you from Trump World Headquarters in Roslyn, Virginia, right across the Potomac River from the White House.
Tim, I got to tell you, we've had callers that are going to be at the rally, including we call him Gene the Superfan. He's actually gotten a hug from the president, and he's been in line since yesterday. I mean, people are fired up over this thing tonight.
They are. I think everybody is really eager to welcome the president back to the campaign trail. I know we are here. He is our fearless leader and leading this campaign just like he's leading the country and defeating COVID and getting back out there. I know he's been itching to get back on the campaign trail, and now he's going to do that tonight. The first of many, we believe, campaign events in the coming 21 days. And Florida tonight and tomorrow, Pennsylvania, and then Iowa on Wednesday. And I think you can expect to see a very aggressive and vigorous campaign schedule on behalf of the president. And we just love the people who are so inspired by the president's leadership, who come out to the rallies, and especially those who camp out for days in advance. And, you know, sometimes we call them the front row Joes, where they get in line so early. Then there have been times where people have camped out for almost a week leading up to a president's rally just so they can get a good seat up front, because, you know, it's always general admission. And so we just love them. President loves them. And it's fantastic to see. And it ought to be a great event tonight.
Any truth to that story out there, Tim, where the president wanted to have the Superman T-shirt, you know, underneath his regular dress shirt?
I don't know. I did not have any of those conversations with the president. I saw that the New York Times reported that. I cannot confirm or deny the truth of that story. I don't know.
Can I just say that is the best fake news story I've heard, if it is, but I would have loved to have seen the president do that.
I tell you what, it would be fitting. That's absolutely sure, because all the things that he's done, you know, is it truth, justice in the American way, right? This is what Superman used to say. And if I have my cartoon characters right, and the president puts America first in everything that he does. And he has taken COVID head on in a very personal way. He understands what people in this country have gone through, and he absolutely empathizes with those who have lost family members to this disease that was unleashed on this country and the rest of the world by the Chinese. And so he defeated it. He's been back at work now for a little while already. He never stopped working while he was in Walter Reed or back in the White House, but he's been out. He's, you know, made some appearances, and tonight he gets back on the campaign trail. It really is great for the campaign and great for this country to have the president back in fighting form.
By the way, Tim Murtaugh, you would not know this, but our live show blog editor is a huge comic book fan and actually has a comic book podcast. He says you are correct.
I was going to get the Pinocchios on the fact check there.
No. You got the fact check correct. So there you go. Look, Tim, you know, we've been following the polling data. We've been telling our listeners, don't buy into the polls. Don't buy into what the mainstream media is telling you. I mean, when you look at, for example, the Villages, what, 4,000 people came out to see Mike Pence and the scorching heat down there? These stories are not being well reported in the mainstream media.
No, they're not, and I think they're willfully not reported. Yet 30,000 cars in a car parade with largely Latino and Hispanic voters in Florida over the weekend, 30,000 vehicles in a Trump car parade. That is a grassroots, on-the-ground display of support, the likes of which Joe Biden can only dream of. 4,000 people out to see the vice president at the Villages. The president is going to be welcomed enthusiastically tonight in Florida and again later this week in Pennsylvania and Iowa Tuesday and Wednesday. And you just contrast that with what's going on the Biden side. If you look, I would invite your listeners to go to my Twitter feed, which is at Tim Murtaugh, and find a little clip from a live television report from a local TV station in Arizona the other day, standing outside a Joe Biden event, where it was the first time that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had been out campaigning together. And the reporter is standing across the street, and she invites people to look, and she says, you know, it's actually kind of boring here. There's not much to see. There was not one Biden supporter there to greet the former vice president of the United States outside as he was entering the event inside the facility there. No one. There was no one on the street. Stunning. no one gets excited about Joe Biden. There is no enthusiasm. And these aren't the kind of things that I think you can measure in the polls. And I think there are a lot of Trump supporters who just have had it up to here with pollsters and simply don't tell pollsters the truth or refuse to participate. And so we know, based on the data that we see here internally, that the president is in very strong position. I just mentioned Arizona. He's going to win Arizona. He's going to win Florida. He's going to win North Carolina. He's going to win Georgia. And I tell you, we feel super strong about Pennsylvania. And, you know, if we're right about that, and we firmly believe that we are because we trust our own methodology, then in 21 days' time, the president's going to be reelected.
Tim Murtaugh on the from the Trump 2020 campaign. Tim, real quick, Senator Ted Cruz has a story in The Hill. The headline, GOP could face bloodbath of Watergate proportions on Election Day. He's basically saying we've got to get out the vote. Otherwise, we're not going to win on Election Day. What say you to the senator's concerns?
Well, I think it's a favorite pastime in Washington to always fret about what they hear from the Beltway media and what the media polls are saying. And that's fine. That's understandable. But the name of the game is turnout. It always is with every election. You know, if we get more of our voters to the polls than Biden gets his voters to the polls, then we win. And so that's why the president has been building the world's largest grassroots army, actually the largest in history. We now have 2.4 million volunteers. That's far and away bigger than any other campaign has ever had in the history of this country. And we've been registering voters. We've, like in Florida, for example, Democrats always have the edge registration-wise, and they have historically. But the edge is much smaller now than it once was. In Pennsylvania, another key state, on Election Day, 2016 versus today, the gap between registered Democrats and registered Republicans is now 200,000 voters smaller than it was on Election Day 2016 when the president won the state by 44,000 votes. We have closed that gap by 200,000 registered voters in just 4 years, and that's what our ground game does. And remember, that's a state where the president won by 44,000 votes in Pennsylvania. We have narrowed the gap in voter registration by 200,000 since he won it by that margin.
Remarkable.
So we're in great shape. We love our ground game. Our people are fired up. Most of our voters are going to vote on Election Day. And so I think when people start to see these reports that the media is going to love about how Democrats have a big edge in absentee ballot applications and early voting, remember that the president's voters turn out on Election Day, by and large. That's what our polling shows us. We encourage people to vote early and vote absentee if they want to. We encourage that, absentee by mail if you request a ballot, which makes it secure. But we know that the numbers that the Democrats are pulling in these absentee ballot things, these are their own voters. These are not new voters. These are people who would otherwise vote on Election Day. And so what they're doing is cannibalizing their own Election Day vote. They're not adding anything to their column. So I want to make sure when everybody sees these news stories about how the Democrats have an edge in absentee ballot requests, not to panic, because an absentee ballot request does not equal a vote cast. There's still a lot of work left to be done for that person to fill it out, put it back in the envelope, and mail it back in. And so, you know, we feel very strong about our ground game. We feel very good. And it's understandable that people see these media polls and get nervous. But I would remind folks that at this point in October of 2016, all these national polls had Hillary Clinton with a double-digit advantage as well. And if they were right back then, we'd be talking about Hillary's reelection campaign right now. And obviously, we are not.
Thank goodness for that. Tim Murtaugh, a great American patriot and an aficionado of comic book phrases.
not exactly. But thank you for the opportunity again, Todd. Anytime, I'm always happy to be on with you. God bless America and God bless President Trump.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tim. Great guy right there. And kicking it into high gear. This guy is doing a great job for the campaign. And very effective communicating the message of the day. All right. Before we go to break, I want to go to Michelle in Connecticut. We don't get many callers from Connecticut. Michelle hanging out with us on the live stream. Now, Michelle, I understand you are a Trump supporter, but you are a little worried.
A very big Trump supporter. And the reason you don't see any Biden signs is because they're all in Connecticut. This is a Democratic state primarily. So I'm really probing and praying that a lot more Trump people come out.
It seems to me, Michelle, I know a lot of people in Connecticut actually commute in to New York City on the Metro North, and many of those people have lost their jobs. You think that's going to sway anybody, and maybe the president can pick up some support there?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say there. But, you know, the best thing we could do is pray for our country right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it, Michelle.
It's very scary out here.
What are you seeing? Are you seeing a lot of the Biden signs? So all the Biden supporters are there in Connecticut.
You never see any Trump signs whatsoever. There's none. I haven't seen one yet. I got excited the other day because there was a big giant sign down the street, and I said, "Oh, it's a Trump sign." And I look, and it says Biden. So
That's unfortunate. Hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. I would love to put one in front of my house, but I'm too worried about damage being done to my property.
What you ought to do is like that guy in where is that story? We had a there was a guy in Detroit. And somebody kept stealing his Trump sign, so he put razors, straight-edge razors, along the bottom of the sign, so when they picked it up, they would get cut. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Somebody got tried to pick up the sign, ended up getting 13 or 14 stitches.
Wow.
Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. All right, Michelle, hang in there. Don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. That's what the good book says. Hannity says that too, but it came from the good book. So just a FYI. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. Grace Baker, why are you saying no lines are open? We have lines open. Are you slacking off now?
It's that lunchtime. I got to eat my sandwich.
We've had 30 calls today.
More than that, I've lost count at this point.
All right, you guys are keeping Grace busy. We do have a few lines open.
It's only Monday, guys. Come on.
844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Kayleigh McEnany, White House Press Secretary, scheduled to join us at the top of the hour. You're going to want to stick around for that conversation. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. Avery handling our live show blog, links to all of the stories we are talking about, and there's a lot of great content over there.
Yes, sir. And a quick question, Todd. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, as I sit in this room that I am currently in right now by myself, you know, just pondering with my own thoughts whilst doing my own work, obviously.
Get to the question.
I just had a question, just a really random question. But are there any other, like, liberal/democratic radio talk shows out there? Because I can only think right now, I know, again, this is really random, but the only radio talk shows I can think of are, like, that have the only shows that come to mind that have conservative hosts. So
that's
do you
about
think
right.
there are any non-liberal or
I think
liberal?
Fox News Radio has some liberal or kind of a sort of center-left host. But as far as flaming liberals, Tom Likas, he may have a show. There just aren't many, Avery, because people just don't want to have – you know, it's just a bunch of screeching and squawking. People don't like to listen to that stuff.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, it's, you know, the only time I've heard like super liberal people speak, it's only been in the very loud tone.
You know, Rachel Maddow used to have a radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pardon me. That's a little throw up in the throat right there. Yeah, it didn't work out very well. And Air America, they actually tried to launch, if you remember back in the day, Al Franken and a bunch of the other, I forget who all was on that, but it was just a complete and utter failure. Nobody wants to listen to liberals.
Yeah, because, again, like you're saying, like, because when they get fired up, they don't necessarily, or at least just to my knowledge, I don't want to, you know, make any associations or stereotype people. But, I mean, you know, in this day and time, it's kind of hard not to sometimes. But, you know, like the only times I've really seen, like, liberals get fired up is, like, they start yelling and screaming. And that's just no matter what your political viewpoints are. That's just, frankly, very annoying.
Yeah, pretty much. Good point. Thanks, Avery. Let's go back to the phones. Mississippi, the Gulf Coast. Lee is on the line. Lee, I understand you're a bondsman or a bonds person.
Yes, sir.
All right. So are you? And so tell us. So we've only got we've got a little bit of time here. So you're at the jail. Are you bailing somebody out?
I was. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, we're not going to ask a lot of questions. So you know.
It's okay. I'm done now.
Okay. Well, very good. What's on your mind, Lee?
Well, I listen, but I don't normally call in. But this time I did. This presidential election, I'm not real political by no means, but the problem is, the fact is, if the wrong president gets in office, you're going to have thousands of people out of jobs. Biden has made it clear that he wants to do this cash bail system, which will do nothing but harm society. You know, it's people like us, the bondsmen, bounty hunters, that we assure that the defendants show up for court. I have been known to drive over to another state to give somebody a ride back here for court. And it's on my dime just to make sure they can get to court. And if the wrong person gets in office, they're going to shut my doors.
They're going to shut you down.
Yes. You're going to have thousands of people out of work. And like any industry, yes, not all of us are good, but most of us are good people. We are hardworking people. You know, and it's just, it's horrible. I'm listening to people on the radio and on TV, and I'm going, okay, y'all talking about all these jobs. Well, guess what? If certain ones get into office and into certain seats, there's going to be thousands of us out of work. And, you know, America needs to think about that.
Lee, they do. And that's the mindset we have to have going into Election Day. You know what? There may be a lot of people who are not bondsmen. They may be construction workers or small business owners. But you know what? It's going to happen to them, too. And people need to understand what is at stake here. You know, we haven't really talked a lot about the economic issues facing this country. But, Lee, I'm telling you, they're coming after all of us. They're coming after all of us. Lee, I hate to do this, but we're coming up on a top-of-the-hour news break. I want to say thank you for calling in. And, Lee, you tell your friends to listen to this program. We're going to get through this election cycle together. And I think we're gonna be very happy the day after the election. I really do. But we got a lot of work to do between now and then. We absolutely do, folks. All right, hang tight. Kaylee McEnany coming up next, plus your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.